Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about growing in greatness. Not so much that we're becoming great, but we're focusing in on greater things. Things that are greater than the ordinary. Things that are greater than us. The things of God. So each morning we've been taking a look at something the Bible talks about that is greater than what we may have been accustomed to. And today, as we consider Hebrews chapter 11, verse 26, we're going to be talking about those things with a greater value. Hebrews 11, 26 says, "He, that is Moses, regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward." When you consider the various things of this world that hold value, when you consider the description of some of the treasures that were taken out of Egypt by the Israelites, the things that they were able to give for the construction of the tabernacle in the wilderness that had been given to them by the people of Egypt. We recognize when we value the things of this world, there are those that accumulate much of it. And there are times where we look at what others have. We look at what other individuals have, and we view it as having greater value than what we have. We look at what other churches have, and we are somewhat envious of why they're able to do what they do and we're not. Their buildings, their properties have greater value, at least by the world standards. We look around us, and there are times that we at least briefly look at those who have things of less value, but we tend to turn our eyes pretty quickly. That embarrasses us. And we turn back towards those who have things of greater value. And unfortunately, the enemy uses that looking, that longing, to create the sin of envy within us, of lust, of discontentment. And God's desire is we consider what it looks like to grow in greatness is that we would look further ahead to the things of greater value, the things of kingdom value, the eternal value of a relationship with Jesus, because when we do that, the things of this world that once held great value in our mind all of a sudden look less valuable. They become less important. It's just temporary stuff. When we begin to realize that none of it lasts, the Bible describes this whole earth being consumed by fire. The values, the things of value that we have on this earth are not things that we can take with us to heaven. We take with us the souls of people that we share Jesus with. And when we consider Jesus, the relationship that we have with Him, we ought to recognize, as the old hymn says, the things of earth become slowly dim in the light of His glory and grace. their value diminishes so quickly when we see something of real value, that we change our longing. We change what we're working for. We change our focus. And God's desire as we grow in greater things is that we make the best use possible of all of the resources that we have. The things that the world claims have great value, we use those in order to bring people to greater value. We use those to share Jesus with people. We use those to serve people in the name of Jesus. We use those to make Jesus known. And we take the things of lesser value and we enable them to be the building blocks, the tools that create the greater value of a soul saved by the blood of Jesus. Oh, it's not something we're building. It's not something that we're creating. It's using our resources to introduce people to God's resources. Our time, our money, our ability. The greater value is a person being surrendered to Christ. And we look beyond all of that and we see the greatest value of eternity in the presence of God, surrounded by the stuff that our earthly mind considers valuable, and yet dismissing it because we finally see face to face the one of true value. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those things that we need in order to know the difference between the valuables of this world and the valuables of eternity. And so, God, forgive us for the many times we choose this world's valuables, where we elevate those, where we desire those above all else, where we seek after those with a whole heart. And as we repent of that attitude, of that lifestyle, lead us into a greater value as we find the ultimate value in knowing you, in pursuing you with a whole heart, in sharing you with others, in taking the treasures of this world and converting them into the treasures of heaven by sharing them, by using them to reach people, by loving you more than money. Father, as we live life, may we constantly evaluate what's of the greatest value to me today, so that your Spirit could shift our thinking always towards you and help us to live with Jesus as the greatest value, that we would lift him up in all things, so that he would draw people to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.